for the reading of the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. We want to allow the word of God to speak into our hearts tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Open your Bibles to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 5. 2 Samuel, chapter number 5, and we're going to read verse 17 in our text tonight. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17, we find ourselves in the time and the location that David has been anointed king. Right after his anointing king, a couple of events happen, and then we find ourselves in 2 Samuel 5 and 17. And when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David. And David heard of it and went down to the hold. And when the Philistines had heard that David, or rather that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came to seek David. Tonight I want to preach over the next few minutes on a subject I've entitled The Lord of the Breakthrough. The Lord of the Breakthrough. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, ask God to anoint our ears and that we would hear His voice tonight. Dear God, Lord, we know that You have a word for us tonight, O God. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit would say unto the church. O God, anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive Your word tonight, O God. Speak into our hearts, speak into our spirits. Encourage us and strengthen us and direct us tonight. We know that You are there, O God, a God of might and a God of power. We love You, Jesus. In the beautiful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated tonight. The very first anointing of the little shepherd boy, David, happened, as we all know, at such an humble beginning. Here was David, the keeper of the sheep. And at this time, God called him and anointed him and told him that he was to become the king of Israel. And God reaches down into our world many times and speaks to our heart and speaks to our situation. And when we hear the voice of the Lord, we do not know the path that we will travel or the avenues that life will turn or the battles that we will fight and the victories that we will win before we finally arrive at the destination that God has for us. But he had an experience that was one that was undeniable. The old prophet that all of the land knew had the anointing of God upon his life, Samuel, had come with the cruse of oil. And there was no doubting that Samuel was the prophet of the Most High God, and he had been the one that had led Israel into battle and that saw victory after victory under the leadership of Samuel. And the oil was taken and it was poured upon him, and he could feel the oil as it run down over his head, and he knew that God had called him for a special work. But it was many, many years later before he finally found himself sitting upon the throne. Many things happened, and I am so thankful of all the experiences that we find in the Word of God telling us of the life of David. It's so encouraging and so strengthening to know that as man, there are many, many things that we will go through in life as we conquer. That's what David was doing. He was becoming a conqueror. He refused to allow the circumstances to defeat him and for him to resign in defeat. Tonight, we will face obstacles. We will have setbacks. We will have adversities. We will have troubles. We will have trials. We will have disappointments. We will have disasters. We will have things that break. We will have things that fall apart. We will have people that disappoint us. We will have tough situations to deal with. We will have questions that we will struggle and struggle and struggle to find the answer. Somewhere within our heart, we will see around us those that have the blessings of God upon them And we will see those that have prospered and those that have done well. And somewhere within us we know that some of that which they have enjoyed, some of that which they are partaken of, is something that God has promised us, and we don't have it yet. We're not there yet. We haven't arrived at the situation. But if we will keep our trust in God, David said, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, my feet almost slipped. He was human. He had that realization that they didn't do it like I'm doing it. They didn't go about it that way. They lied. They cheated. They stole. They connived. They were dishonest. They did all the things the wrong way in order to grab what they now hold. But he always realized that if he would just make it back to the sanctuary, if he would just make it back to the presence of God, if he would just come back into the house of the Lord again, and he would begin to commune with God, then he would begin to see clearly. Then the fog would begin to roll away. Because when he began to see things, he said, then I began to see their end. I began to see where their path was going to lead them. I was beginning to see that which they have, what it would make them and what it would bring upon them. That which they had did not bring blessings. That which they had did not bring peace. That which they had did not bring comfort. That which they had did not bring success. He was one that kept trusting in the Lord and realized that this day the battle was the Lord and I will honor Him. And if I do make a mistake, I will find my altar. I will find my place. I will fall upon my face and say, God, thank you for speaking to my heart. Thank you, Lord, for enlightening me. Thank you, Lord, for showing me the way that I have taken is not right. I will make my ways right. I will cleanse my heart. I will seek after God. I will find that which is right. Because I am someone that has been anointed of God. I am someone that has been filled with His Spirit. I am a inheritor of the promise. He was one that found himself seeking after God. And it was a path and a road where he had to just get back up and keep on going. He saw the victories. He saw Goliath defeated. He saw the Philistines run. He saw the nation realizing that he had potential to have his hopes dashed. And the king tell him that he was nothing but a servant boy. Won't you come and play me a song on your harp while I run the kingdom? He had to come and pay honor to the man that was sitting upon his throne. He had to come and serve him that had forsaken God and be one that would honor God with all of his heart. But when it was all said and done, the day and the time came, and once again the anointing oil was there. Saul was dead. God removed him. And David was set upon the throne. He was anointed of the Almighty God to become king. His faithfulness was rewarded. Let me tell you something. God has a memory that does not forget. Every prayer that you prayed, He's got a record of it. Every time you fast, He's got a record of it. Every time you read your Bible, He's got a record of it. Every time you eschew evil, He's got a record of it. Every time you reach out and you give somebody hope in Jesus, He's got a record of it. Every time you believe His promises, every time you put a dollar in the offering, every time you witness, I want to tell you something. There is a record being kept. Galatians 6 and 7 is in the book. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life eternal. I want to tell you something. God is a God that fulfills His promises. God is a God that takes care of His people. There will be a day. There will be a time. It will come. David saw his moment and his time when he sat upon the throne. His third anointing was him becoming king at 37 years of age. All of Israel now had the veteran soldier and fighter as a king. All the battles, all that he had to go through prepared him and made him the most awesome king that Israel ever had. Without the battles, without the adversity, without the troubles, without the problems, without the relationships that he had to forge, without the difficult situations he had to go through, he would have never, ever been able to be the greatest king that Israel ever had. He had more problems, he had more trouble, but he was the king that conquered more land than any other king in Israel. Under his reign, Israel was the largest nation that they ever was and ever will be. But we find ourselves with David upon his throne, and he has taken leadership, and the very first thing he has to deal with is the Jebusites. You see, the Jebusites had Jerusalem. They had the city that was promised to be the place where the house of God was going to dwell. I want to tell you something. We have the Jebusites in our world. We have a lot of people that are holding this gospel in unrighteousness. They're holding religion in unrighteousness. They're not living for God, but they've got a shingle on the roof. They got a shingle on the wall. They got a proclamation in their mouth. They're proclaiming that they are the church of God. They're proclaiming that they are the people of God. But I want to tell you something. God has a people that are called by His name. And it is those that are called by the name of Jesus. They will possess Jerusalem. They will have the presence of God. They can talk about a move of God. They can talk about their healings. They can talk about their miracles. They can talk about all the things that are going on. But I want to tell you something. Until they've got the name of Jesus, they will not keep Jerusalem. The Jebusites were there. They had Jerusalem. And David and his men went up unto Jerusalem. And the Jebusites called out to David and said, basically, if everybody left Jerusalem except the blind and the lame, you still wouldn't be able to come in and take this city. They were mocking him. They were telling him, you don't have the ability to defeat the defenseless. You don't have the ability to conquer anything. But oh my, there was a warrior there that had remembered the lion and the bear. There was a warrior there that knew about Goliath, the Philistines that had defied the Almighty Living God. Every battle that you go through, every trial that you go through is a builder of faith, because God wants you to be able to stand when it's time to take Jerusalem, when it's time for you to stand up on truth in your life, when it's time for you to stand and say, I have no doubt within my mind that God's plan of salvation is repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. I've fought too many battles. I've seen too many victories. I've seen too many people delivered from the cigarettes. I've seen too many people delivered from alcohol. I've seen too many people delivered from drugs. I've seen too many marriages put back together. I've seen too many people healed. There's no other way that's going to work. Don't give me greasy grace. Don't give me easy believism. Give me something that's in the book. Give me something that is founded upon the rock. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. David had a solid foundation. We're going to have a world around us, and at times they're going to make fun of us. They're going to mock us. They used to say the Pentecostals were the ones on the other side of the track. The world looks at us and they look at us and they will declare, there's no way that you're going to live for God in these times. Religion is outdated. Religion is for the weak. Religion is something of the past. But I want to tell you something. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Doesn't matter. He is a God of all generations. The God of my grandfather back in the 1930s. Over in Stone County, Missouri, where he received the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jumping high and squealing loud is the same God that today wants to fill people with the Holy Ghost at 229 Main in Seminole, Oklahoma in 2015, almost 100 years later. He is a God that's the same. Let the world go on by. Let them mock. Let them scoff. Let them make fun. But they're hurting. They need something that is real. It's not a lot of fanfare in 2 Samuel 5. It just says, and David went on and grew great, and the Lord of the host was with him. The Lord of the host is with him. Sometimes we look around and we say, well, if I just had somebody with this type of education to help me, if I just had somebody with $1 million to bankroll me, if I just had somebody famous to endorse me, if I just had somebody that was a good talker to go with me, if I just had somebody with this. But I want to tell you, all I need is the Lord tonight. Because I don't want to get to depending on the money of this world. I don't want to get to depending on the education of this world. I don't want to get to depending upon the abilities of this world. Because they will all forsake me. They will all leave me. But I have Jesus. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. And when He is with me, I am the majority. Amen. We heard a beautiful message. I believe it was Wednesday night, talking about the fact that the Lord of hosts is gone before us to prepare the way. God is not only interested in today, He is planning your future and tomorrow. He is clearing the way for you. He is making the way for you. He is the Lord of hosts. Allow us to pray, allow us to seek God's face, and allow us to hear what the Lord would have to say unto us. David was one that would seek after the Lord. What shall I do? Was his prayer many times. He was a persistent man. He was one that continued to walk on with God. He was determined to find the paths of righteousness. He was determined to reach out and seek God. We can pray until we get an answer. We can pray until God moves. There in the meantime, we just keep serving the Lord. We just keep doing what is right. We just keep coming to church. We just keep living for God. We just keep going about it the way God wants us to. We will see the victory. God will answer our prayer. God will make a way. God will bring it to pass. Psalms 37. Wait upon the Lord and He will bring it to pass. He will accomplish it. Oh, there's going to be stumbling blocks along the way. Amen. I'll be honest with you and I'll be transparent. Sometimes I feel like God puts people in our life just to help make sure we're prayed through. God says, well, if they can deal with that one, I can use them. Amen. Hey, it's not, you think about it, it's not that uncommon of a thing. What in the world are you going to do if you're not sure of somebody, you're not sure of their abilities? Amen. Are you going to allow them to go out and work on your Ferrari? Or are you going to bring them your old 1970 beat-up Ford pickup to work on? You're going to take them that old beat-up Ford truck. And you're going to say, hey, you know, won't you fix this for me? It needs a new carburetor put in there. And you're going to come back and you're going to look at it and see what kind of work it is. And all the time they could be over there saying, man, that guy's a Ferrari and he won't let me touch it. What kind of sorry rascal is that? But I want to tell you something. There'll be a day and there'll be a time. You can just keep working on those old Ford trucks. You just keep doing those jobs that nobody wants to do. Amen. Because the day and the time's going to come, that Ferrari's going to break down. That Ferrari's going to have a problem. Amen. And they're going to know who they can trust. They're going to know who is dependable. They're going to know who it is. Amen. That will keep working until there is an answer. And I want to tell you that God is dependable. Keep reaching out to people. Keep telling them about God's love. Don't be disappointed. Don't be disheartened. Oh, there's going to be the no answer. There's going to be the ignoring. There's going to be the putting you off. There's going to be other things that are more important. But their day and their time is going to come when they are going to realize that the only answer that they need is God. And they're going to be looking for somebody that's got God. Somebody that can pray. Somebody that has the power of the Holy Ghost working in their life. Somebody that's got some faith. Somebody that's got some peace. Somebody that's got some joy. If you'll just keep on keeping on, the day's going to come. You be faithful. Don't allow it to trip you up. Don't allow it to take you out. Maybe seated. May we have the wisdom of God to realize that many times in God's gracious and wonderful way that He prepares us for the battle that is to come. If I was in King David's place and suddenly I found myself with a wagon load of swords that somebody had given me, I wouldn't be foolish and go out and sell them in order to make money with them. I'd say, the Lord has sent me a wagon load of swords. Let me put these aside because I am going to need them. God is going to prepare me for something. No, I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be upset. Then when the battle comes and I've got to equip the army and they go out there and the battle with the swords and the swords are all used up and we have this great victory. Because that's what the sword's purpose was. Those swords' purposes weren't for me to buy a new Mercedes with. Those swords were given to me to win the battle so that lives could be set free, that people could be delivered, that there could be victory in the name of Jesus. Let me stay on track. Let me realize what the purpose is. Let me realize what the plan is, oh God. But if we're not careful, God will put something there and we will not seek His face and realize that it's got a purpose, it's got a time, it's going to come. Amen. And let me use it, Lord, as You would have me to use it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Use it as God would have you to use it. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. It reminds me. Amen. It's not intended to be used that way. Last summer, we had a neighbor put a tarp in the back of their pickup truck and fill it up with water and used it for a public pool. Amen. It worked, but that wasn't what it was intended to do. That didn't cause any harm. Amen. Hallelujah. It was there. It was still usable. But there's people that take things and they destroy what they're going to need for tomorrow. May we allow God to give us the knowledge to take that which could be a stumbling block or take that which could deter us and hold on to it, that God would bring the victory. So the Jebusites are defeated. There is a great victory in David's life. He's become king. He has taken Jerusalem. His kingdom is established there. The house of God has a place to be. And suddenly, after the great victory, after the great demonstration of what God has done in his life, we find ourselves in 2 Samuel 5 and 17. His own nemesis, those that he had defeated when he was first anointed, are now back again after his anointing as king. They heard he was king and they are seeking him to destroy him. Verse number 18, we see, the Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Ephraim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Will thou deliver them unto my hand? We're talking tonight about the God of the breakthrough. I want to tell you something. If you want victory, if you want to break through that barrier, if you want to defeat that enemy, if you want to see that closed, when the battle comes, it's time to inquire of the Lord. Is it time to fight or is it time to pray? Is it time to go or is it time to stop? What would you have me to do? And he inquired of the Lord. Amen. And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines unto thy hand. And David came to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there, and said, the Lord has broken forth upon my enemies before me as the breaches of water. Therefore he called the place Baal-perazim, and there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. This was a place that he named. Baal-perazim means the Lord of the breakthrough. This was an enemy that had plagued him since he was a boy. And finally, after he was anointed king, at the place where he thought he could have a little rest, he found out that he had an enemy that was coming against him. But he was the God of the breakthrough. He was able to destroy this enemy. He was able to find victory. He was able to break through at last. And the Philistines were defeated. The victory came when he sought the Lord. The victory came when the anointing was there. I want to tell you something. You can have the victory. You can have the breakthrough. He's not a God of defeat. He's not a God that says you're going to have to live with this forever. There is a breakthrough. Are we willing to seek after God? Are we willing to come unto him until the victory comes? Are we willing to realize that he is the Lord and master of all? Truly, the battle is the Lord's. He is our strong tower. He is our defense. He is our shield. He is our refuge. Zechariah says, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that in evening time it shall be light, and it shall be in that day the living water shall go out. Oh, that we can have the prophetic time in our life, denoting that the principle of God is going to happen again and again in our life. He is the Lord of the breakthrough. He is the one that is going to give us the strength to overcome our enemies. I don't know what battle you may be fighting. I don't know what enemy may have come against you. I don't know what's been whispering in your shoulder, but there is a God tonight that is telling you, when I begin to work, when I begin to move, the day and time is going to come. I put an anointing on your life now. I will anoint you again. There will be a breakthrough. You will see victory in all of this. Amen. I'm thankful for what the word of the Lord says. Another scripture comes to my mind tonight that I want to read in closing. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms chapter 37, if you'd like to turn with me to Psalms 37. When we look to the future, there was a time in my life that I was seeking after God. I was seeking to know his plan, to know his will, to know what I was going to be up against, whether or not that there would be victory in my life. God, I wanted victory. I wanted answers. I wanted to move forth. I felt like I was at a point in a place where I was spinning my wheels. I was just doing my job. I was just going forth. Life was just going over and over and over again. I wanted to go to the next level. I wanted to grab and claim that which I could have in God. I wanted to grab a hold of his promises. I wanted more. I wanted to be able to do what God had called me to do. I wanted to fulfill my anointing. God gave me Psalms chapter 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. That's a tall order sometimes. Amen. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Tonight you may be reading that and there may be something in your heart that's saying, yeah, way to go. They're going to get their due. Wow, man, they're going to get it. Yeah, boy. Woo, I'm going to shout on there. I want to tell you, I've experienced that. Amen. And it's a sad day when you see the wicked cut down. It's a sad day when you see the evildoer wither. I remember a young man. I loved him so very, very much. It seemed like for a while he was going places and he was doing things. He left God behind. He was doing things his way. Amen. But it wasn't too many years later. Amen. He was ousted out of the military on a mental disability discharge. See his children, see his family doing nothing, going nowhere. Cut down because of their rebellion and disobedience to God. Verse number 3, though, gives us hope. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That's a beautiful scripture, and it's also a danger scripture. It's very dangerous. May I find out what God desires and make God's desires my desires. Because if it's not God's desires, then it's going to be the desires of that which is evil. And the wages and the end results of evil is death and destruction. May I find out what God's heart desires. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. It may not be something you see today. It may not be something you see tomorrow. It may not be something next week. But I want to tell you, there's a breakthrough coming. There's a breakthrough coming. He is the Lord of the breakthrough. He is the one that is going to put the final nail in the situation. He is the one that's going to bring the conclusion to the matter. He is the one that is going to bring the victory. We will see it finalized in Jesus' name. He shall bring forth thou righteousness as the light, and thou judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait, those that serve the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while and the wicked shall not be. Yea, that shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of the Lord. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation or upright lifestyle. Their sword shall enter into their own hearts and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Can you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Let us inquire of the Lord tonight. Amen. Let us inquire of the Lord. Lord, what would you have me to do this week? Lord, I know there's some battles that I will fight.
And Lord, I want some victories this week. You're the Lord of the breakthrough. You're the Lord, God, that's able to reveal yourself to my friend. You're the Lord that's able to heal my loved one. You're the Lord that's able to provide this need for me. You're the Lord that's able to direct my path. You're the one that's able to provide for me. You're the one that's able to give. You're the one that has what I need. You are the Lord of the breakthrough. You're not a God of yesterday alone, but you're a God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same. He is the God that healed my grandfather. He's the God that healed my father. He is the God that is my healer tonight. He is the God that provided for my grandfather. He is the God that provided for my father. He is the God that will provide for me. He is the God that will provide for my children. He is the God that will provide for my grandchildren. He is the God of the breakthrough. If we will seek the Lord tonight, if we will find ourselves like David, one that willing to inquire of God. Oh God, would you search my heart? Would you know my ways? Would you see what is within me? Would you look at the way that I think, oh God? Would you teach me how to become your child? Would you show me what you desire? Would you show me what you want? He's the God that is looking for a people that is willing to look into His Word. And there is His Word. There is His Word reaching out to us and tell us, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt have no other God before me. God only shall thou serve. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's ox. Amen. Honor God with all of your heart. Honor your mother and your father. He's a God that is calling His people to repentance. Oh, in the last days there's a famine in the land, not of bread and water, but there's a famine of hearing the Word of God. That there would be pulpits that would continue to proclaim the Word of God in these last days and stand up and tell mankind that God is looking for a people that are willing to serve Him. God is looking for a people that are willing to live for Him, that are willing to forsake sin, that are willing to forsake the world and seek God with all of their heart. I want to tell you tonight, God is not interested in being your spare tire. God is not interested in being your co-pilot. God is not interested in being your disaster recovery. God is not your 911. God is your Lord and Master. He wants to sit on the throne of your heart tonight. He wants to be the one that you worship. He wants to be the one that you serve. He wants to be your Lord. He wants to be your God. Or He will be nothing. He is Lord of all or Lord of nothing. You cannot have it both ways. He said you will either serve God or you will serve mammon. You will either serve God or you'll serve the things of this world. I want to tell you tonight, the devil is a liar and the father of all liars. He's lying to mankind and say you can make it on your own. You can do it your own way. You can figure it out. You can go forth. You can find it. You can be a part of this world and make it. I want to tell you tonight, it won't work. The only way that you're going to make it is to give your heart to God. Come down to an altar and repent of all your sins. And say, God, I'm going to serve you with all I got. God, I'm going to live for you every day. I'm going to be in the house of God every time the doors are open. God wants to deliver the alcoholic. God wants to deliver the drug addict. God wants to deliver you tonight. God wants to deliver from tobacco. God wants to deliver from all the things of this world. Man and its programs don't work. Man tries and tries again to think himself out of it. I want to tell you, it's got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. We were created by the Almighty God. He is the one that has the power. We will seek after Him. Seek the Lord. He shall be found. Can we begin to reach out to Him tonight? These altars are open. Amen. If you want something from God tonight, if you want an answer from God tonight, if you want a blessing from God tonight, if you will come tonight and reach out to Him, He is a God that loves you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, He's a God that wants you to know He's going to be there for you. Oh, yes. He's not a God that's far off. He's a God that's here tonight. That seems to have. Hallelujah. For those that are willing to ask. For those that are willing to seek.
in the heat of day.
Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Looks like
thank
our
you,
face
Jesus.
Shined again.
Oh, yes, he's there. He's there. He's there. He's
while
there
I'm
for
climbing
you.
One more
oh,
mountain.
Can you just reach out to him tonight? Can you just say, I need you, Jesus?
I can see
can you just
him
say, I need you, Jesus? Oh, I need you tonight, Jesus. I need you tonight, Jesus. Some way, God, pour out your mercy. Some way, pour out your love. Some way, God, speak into my world tonight. I need answers, God. He's got an answer for you. He wants to make a way for you. He wants to provide for you. He wants to open up doors. He wants to give you a bright future. Will you seek him? Oh, hallelujah. He's looking for victory in your life. He's looking to bring victory into your life.
I will be there.
Hallelujah. He wants to be there for you.
When you call me, I will be there. When my mind is full of questions, things that I don't understand, I know he has all the answers. Everything's at his command. Through my doubts I hear him whisper, I'll trust me and believe. Don't worry about the future, for I will be there, just you wait and see. I will be there when you call me. I will hear you pray. I will give you the victory, whether night or day. I will be there. I will be there when you call.
When you call me, I will be
I want my father to be proud of me, just as proud as a father can be. I want him to smile and like what he sees. I want my father to be proud of me. And as I live, work and pray, I want to please him in every way. And when I step up before the judgment seat, I want my father to be proud of me. Some people live their lives to please everybody that they chance to meet. They're waiting for the right moment to seize one more selfish opportunity. But while they sell their souls for gold and pray to for the here and the now, I've got one thing in mind. I want to live my life just to make my father proud. I want my father to be proud of me, just as proud as a father can be. I want him to smile like what he sees. I want my father to